This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The day of opening day, and should be a hell of a pitching matchup for sure. Sandy Alcantara and Paul Skenes.
So opening day, you think, I know in some established baseball places, that opening day is the day where you let your kids, you know, let your kids not go to school and you go to opening day. You think you get the experience down here?
Because they're all out of school. Public schools are out this week.
Oh, they're out
this week.
Oh, Dayton Brown.
Boy, you and I are both out of school.
But I don't think that goes on anywhere anymore, does it? Maybe Boston?
Because everything was day games, too. Remember all the day games when we were kids?
Cincinnati had the first game every year.
Yeah.
And that went out maybe 10 years ago, 15
years
ago.
Yeah, right. It was always the first game,
right? Night.
You know what, Bo? I remember my rookie year when I first met you. This is the craziest thing after all these years, us being friends. And I said it this morning. You asked me, you a San Francisco Giants fan, because you knew.
Yeah, right.
I knew you could have been either side. Told me I'm Oakland A's. Yeah. But most people back then, even though the Oakland A's had that great one of World Series teams, and I go, oh, my God. No, man. I said, I love Sacramento, but San Francisco Giants only. My dad won't go to Oakland for anything.
You know what? For years and years, really probably up until maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and I don't know why that it's that time, but like if I was ever – I'd go out and play golf with my buddies out in California, and it was
– You catch a game.
Well, no, it was always like if we were out there, the first thing you say when you got off the – oh, what's the Giants score?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you always wanted to know what the Giants score was, and it was Candlestick Park was a hard place to go to, a little bit hard to get to, but and it was cold and but man, I tell you, that was heaven, man.
I love when we got to play on it. Going, man, as a kid, I got to like come to games and watch.
It's unbelievable.
You know, for me in my youth of being a fan, the worst part of the summer was All-Star break because it meant three games without baseball.
Right.
You know,
right,
real baseball.
You got to see the All-Star game, which you like, but nothing before and after the sandwich. There was no baseball sandwich there.
Yeah, and it's changed now. I don't think that's the way baseball is viewed anymore.
Well, I think it's still the only time there's not any sports games on is the day after All-Star game, right?
Break. Probably July. I mean, we're talking
right. No other.
They've got about what six weeks in there in that June. Yeah. July
I think
time.
The NFL's creeping in to figure out how to take that day over.
they'll do a preseason game with Deion Sanders and Colorado and some other
40 team. Million people will watch. You know, it is incredible all the dates the football has taken. And by the way, they now take all the holidays and they go, basketball, that used to be yours. You go ahead and play your five games. We'll play our two or three. Yeah. And then all these other things, this draft, did you ever think the draft would be on all the national TV and how many people? Do you see how crazy and
I just don't understand the cities. Is it in Green Bay this
year? Green Bay, yeah.
And it was in Detroit last year, I believe. And
it just
flooded the number of people to go to watch it.
So we were there, last time I was there, live at the draft.
We went to
Nashville when they took Christian Wilkins. And it was amazing. You were standing up on that stage before it started, and that Broadway, it was like 5 blocks, 10 blocks deep. You couldn't see anything but people. And Detroit, I think Detroit, that having the draft there changed that entire city, gave it a whole different persona, because Detroit was always, the rusty water,
Detroit and St. Louis are still the worst two cities in America.
But I tell you what, Detroit, off of that draft, and off of the Lions the way they played, that city's coming
that
back.
Jumping. Yeah,
you going there on vacation, Bo?
Probably not.
No, I was wondering where he was going on that. Next time you get your wife to go on a vacation to Detroit, let me know.
Last time I was in Detroit, we were playing. It may have been a Thanksgiving game. We were there, and for some reason, it was when we weren't flying with the team. It was back then when you had to fly. So I came in on Saturday or Wednesday, whatever it was, and took a cab from the airport, and I said to the cab guy, anything to do around the hotel? He goes, well, there's an MGM Grand Casino right across the street. So I get there, I go, let me go over there. I'll have a couple beers, sit and play some blackjack. It was the most depressing. The most depressing place I've ever been. Because I sit down at a blackjack table, and like two decks, two hands in, I get a blackjack. And everybody was looking at me, you asshole. I was there to have some fun. I was there to have some fun, and they're trying to get their electric bill paid, their gas bill paid, So if you got a hand and they didn't, they looked at you with daggers in their eyes.
Man.
I stayed about a half hour ago. I'm out.
It's not Vegas.
No.
But he's right. I think they've come back, man, with the teams they've had.
I think they're making a big resurgence.
Everybody juiced up pretty good in Detroit who's been – you ain't buying
it. He's telling him – he just told him MGM Blackjack.
Yeah. No, that was like 15, 20 years ago.
He's talking about Piano Man and Joey Harrington playing as starter.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
On Thanksgiving. We're all sitting next to each other. Nobody's on our friggin' plane, and we're stuffed together. Hey, we've got a lot more stuff. We got to get all caught up here. We do have a lot of stuff going on here, not only opening day, but we got a whole bunch of stuff going on in the NFL that's going to start here in the next couple of days as the owners' meetings take off, and NFL competition committee's going to throw some stuff in there. Some teams have proposed a couple of changes. The old tush-push could be done.
Sandy, the PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Contra and Skeens led the majors in ERA last 1.96.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, the guy came out throwing flames, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he throws it. He's
what was the 100, stat? 177 strikeouts and 133 innings, something like that. And
by the way, that's right out of college, too. I mean, they literally, I guess you had to wait a while because they only had 23 starts. But a 1.96 ERA, 11-3 record. 133 innings, 170 strikeouts.
It'd be a great matchup.
He just came right out of the College World Series, right?
Basically.
And just walked right in and said, let's go.
Damn near as the first overall pick. And that's a big dude, 6'6", 260. Yeah. That'd be a little intimidating coming at you with that fastball.
I got him a hot new girlfriend.
Oh, Lord.
Right? He didn't wait very long to...
You read TMZ? What is this,
Bo and I, that's what you do when you get old.
I'm well-rounded. I
They went to school together at LSU.
They did?
Yeah, Libby Dunn. gymnast.
Oh, it's Livy Dunn.
Yeah, it's Livy Dunn. That's his girlfriend.
Boy, she's NIL killing it.
She's listening right now.
She's just killing it, period.
Yeah, she's making millions.
That's amazing, the stuff. I see her on all these ads.
Yeah,
she's doing. And you know what's crazy? He sold a card the other day.
Yeah.
He didn't sell it, but one of his cards, baseball cards.
$1.1 million or something like that.
More than he makes in his second year.
For Hollywood, it's one of those like
the,
like the little
that's right.
the golden ticket or whatever it is they do in there.
That guy made that. That's that card sold for more than he makes in base salary last year and probably.
I don't get. I still don't get that. I got a shoebox full of cards.
Yeah.
That you know, I once I took it in and did a story. How much was this worth? And you know, several hundred dollars.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Did your family didn't throw everything away like everybody else's family?
Somehow I kept a shoebox. So that's basically all I got. That's it. Yeah. They threw everything else away.
Man, I started collecting. I mean, that was bubble gum cards.
If you had known, right?
Yeah.
And whatever was left, as soon as they
you
made
probably
that
have
first
a Willie
move,
Mays rookie card that would.
I would imagine, like for our age of that, you probably have a Mickey Mantle, a Whitey Ford card, one of these,
Well, half mine got played with outside. The other
spoke
made
to your bike.
I was going to say they're attached to your bike.
Yeah. That was the greatest
that
was thing.
That gum.
And that gum
was 9 years
gum.
Old. That gum was
but
would
you'd
crack.
Chew it. You'd chew
you'd
it.
Chew oh, heck yeah! You just wiped that powder off, that white powder off. And, right? Remember? You imagine you stick a piece of now. You imagine now. You take some cardboard, little piece of cardboard. You take a piece of gum, flat as can be. You put it in there. You wrap it up in some plastic. And you sell it to kids for
yeah.
I wonder how many died from cancer.
how many cards would you get in there? I don't
10.
Even, was it 10
cards? Yeah, a pack of 10, yeah. Or you could buy, as I got older, meaning 12 or something, the big pack of 25. You know, they started coming
the jumbo
out
pack?
Jumbo packs.
And at that time, I really didn't care. I liked the really good players, but I just wanted San Francisco Giants. I was
right.
just trying
that's
to
all, yeah,
that's
the
all,
guy.
That's
right.
all we wanted. We just wanted
to, I wanted Willie, Juan. I wasn't looking to get all the the guys.
So how much was that? Was it 5 cents?
Yeah, it was cheap.
Like it was like a nickel for a pack.
And they go ahead, you can get one pack before I check out here. Right. You have one pack, all right? You're going to confession tomorrow anyway. Get the pack.
I can hear everyone driving down I-95. God, those guys are old.
I know. I was going to throw in. I used to have to ride my bike to the store, right? And we'd buy a few packs. But I thought that's too old. Yeah, that just makes me sound too
old. I was. I could go down to the groceries. I could go down to the drugstore, and buy my parents cigarettes.
You come home with cigarettes and smoke one
my
on the way.
No smoke. They both smoked. They buy the carton. I'd go to the drugstore. I'm like 8 years old. Can I get two cartons? Yeah. One Camo. One Camo.
Come on. You saying kids can buy back then?
You're damn right.
Where'd you grow up?
I got to tell you, though, I grew up with secondary smoke, too, boy.
Both my parents smoked.
Bless chimneys. My dad's still going, and I'm like, man.
Your dad still smokes?
No. He stopped. But I do remember when I was a kid, he and my mother, they got smoking in that car.
Oh, my God. Like, oh, well, God. Every time you're in that car, look at the ashtray in it.
Yeah. Nobody smoked one or two. It was a pack a day, man. It was.
I hadn't seen anything like that until I saw Bruce Hardy come to our football team.
Well, I'll tell you what, Stroke, God bless Stroker if he's listening. But Don Strock on one side and Bruce Hardy on the other. And you talk about serious secondary smoke, I might as well just take in the pack of cigarettes and just start smoking them. But the craziest part, I know we've told these stories. Dave, you might remember when you come in, is at halftime.
Oh, yeah.
Coaches. Everybody go to Bruce or Don to get a cigarette, it seemed like. So the coaches would all come in, and they'd all come down and go, hey, can I grab a smoke? And everybody light up, and half the team was smoking.
So Strock,
and having a Pepsi.
Strock used to come in. He would come in, and for the offense, he would put the secondary stuff, right?
Yeah.
And he'd have a cigarette hanging from the living room. They're not doing this, and smoking a cigarette. Okay.
What we didn't know is all the guys that didn't smoke might as well have smoked.
Did you guys have a beer too at half? I mean, what kind of?
No, we didn't.
You're pro athletes.
But I will tell you, there was a lot of Pepsis back then. A lot of caffeine. Yeah. A lot of caffeine. Yeah. Not so much water.
Nobody believed in water back then.
No, we had the Gatorade.
We had Gatorade.
But the Gatorade we had came in packs like powder.
Just threw it in. Yeah,
Junior Wade, the trainer, would you put that we had one of those big Gatorade jugs.
Yeah, yeah.
You pour that in, and he had a stick. And he'd take that same stick, he'd use that same stick and stir it around. It was a little simpler time back there.
Hey.
So talking about cigarettes, I was – my locker when I first came in, Larry Little was on one side and Wayne Moore was on the other side.
Both smokers?
Right through that chicken wire. And yes, both smokers. I mean, just like
– Larry smoked too, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, no. Larry and Wayne were, yeah, big time.
Wow.
Did you smoke?
I got the secondary. I will say this. Sometimes we went out, and if I had a few extra beers, I'd start.
Oh, you were a social smoker.
I was a drunk smoker.
we go to Indianapolis a few years ago, and so that day we're going up, and I see that the Colts owner Ursay, the kid who's out there. He'd been out of rehab. He's got demons on his shoulder.
He's the owner now.
Yeah, he's the owner now. But he had demons, and they said he was in rehab. And they had a story that, you know, he's fighting rehab again and going through it. So we sitting there, we're having dinner. What was it, a famous steak?
St. Elmo's.
So we're sitting up, all our guys are sitting there, and I go, oh, my God, he's headed to this private room, and he's got young babes with him, and he's going back up to this thing, and he's and I'm looking at him, and I knew he just got out of rehab, and I was like,
he was pounding him.
He was throwing him down. That rehab was a waste of rehab.
That didn't work.
No.
So now he comes out, and he comes out same time we do. And I've never seen this before.
We had a few drinks too.
We had a lot of drinks. So the bodyguards are with him, and you know he's got people getting a car for him and stuff, and Bo turns.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Bo.
Ballsy Bo goes over to him and goes, hey, can I get a smoke from you? He's smoking a cigarette with the owner. They're sitting there having a smoke. And I'm looking going, I don't believe this. I'm just reading about this guy in rehab. Now I know he's been in drinking. We've been drinking. And now they're sharing a smoke on a cold evening in Indianapolis outside this restaurant.
Oh, Bo.
Guy lit it up for him the whole deal. He goes, can I get a cigarette? Hey, and the guy, he goes, sure.
You gave me a cigarette. I go, you got a light too?
He goes...
Did you tell him who you were?
No.
Because I went out, this was a while ago, Jim Mandich.
Oh, the man, yeah.
Walked into a bar and they had a cover charge, and Mandich pulled out his fist with the 72 ring on it, and he goes, do you know what this is? This is, and the guy goes, go on.
You're in.
And meanwhile, I'm digging into my ball.
Yeah. I tell you what, Mad Dog, Saturday nights with Mad Dog was entertaining. And sometimes he'd go back and he would say, we got a lot of fans here tonight. What do you say, kid? We do a little entertaining. And he spent a lot of money.
He
get behind the bar, man. And they go, you can't be back here. And he goes, I'm going to pay for it, and you're going to get tipped well. And the guy go, okay. So we'd be back, and he'd be throwing shots, and he made everybody fight song.
We were in Green Bay. We're in Appleton. We went to that little bar.
Oh, my God.
And man, he starts going. He's drinking tequila. And I go, Joe, I can't do this.
And by the way, he's throwing him
give
down.
Give me a cigarette. I can't do tequila.
He's throwing him down at a high pace.
So I think Joe and I told the bartender, hey, just put club soda in there. We're not. And Mandich is whacking him, you know. And so we left, and he was still there. And I saw him the next morning. I go, how you doing? He goes, oh, it was a long night.
Yeah, me too.
He said it was lucky the hotel was on the same side of the street as the bar was at. And I go, why is that? He goes, I was so drunk I had to lean against the wall all the way back in the hotel so I didn't fall down.
I was watching him throw down this rapid pace with fans and stuff.
Yeah.
He was drinking with everybody and throwing down shots. Then he starts on us, and Bo's right. I said, I ain't drinking all that. That I'll be throwing up. So just get me took the guy aside, just put some water in there.
He got to that point one time where, you know, the guy put a shot down, and he just put his arms behind his back and
that's right.
lifted
it up. And then the place is going nuts for him.
Well, you know, him and Jake Scott would rent out a bar after games.
Yeah.
And can you imagine those two? I saw stories about
Jake Scott's act is one of the great.
Yeah. Well, those two together
things.
And those two, they were tight, man.
No, yeah.
They were tight.
Great stories, though, those guys. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. I love all the old school stuff because this guy right here, he's a classic too, man. He's right in the middle
I was a fly on the wall. That's all.
we have staggered out, even with sometimes with the people that we entertain on Saturday night have seen us at our worst. No question about it. But I like talking about great restaurants and folks. If you go to Los Solis, there's a lot of new things happening. Bo knows there's a lot happening up and down.
A lot of things down there. A
lot of things. But I got to tell you, this catch and cut does not take a back seat to any restaurants. If you love fish and first-class steaks and everything in between, including A-plus waiters and waitresses, you get the whole package. And the man leading the charge is kind of a legend down here, to be honest. We stroke him a little bit from Joe Stonecraft, 26 years.
Don't go overboard too much on him. He's getting a little bit.
Have you noticed a change in him?
Yeah, he's getting a little pushy now. Right. He's pushing the New England thing. Now,
Brady's gone.
For the last 2 years, he's been kind of quiet. Now, all of a sudden, they got a nice agency period.
Got a new wide receiver the other day.
They got a nice little quarterback. They got Stephon Diggs now. All of a sudden, he's puffing his chest out.
Let's bring in Chef Andre, speaking of Los Solis and the new restaurant, which, by the way, is just on fire. Chef, congratulations, man, on this great run. I told Bo when he came in, some of our friends in one of the FM stations went in there with their family. Had not only a great experience, but already booked a reservation for a few days later to come back in. So you're doing something right over there, Chef.
Yeah, good morning. So let's back this up to last week when we made this bet. So, Joe, what size shirt you wear or jersey do you wear? Because I need to order because the bet's going to be, I've been speaking to Kim about this.
Yeah.
And I got his size. So when the Patriots beat the Dolphins twice, you and Kim. You and Kim have to come in the restaurant wearing a Patriot jersey and a Patriot hat.
Yeah.
If there's any chance that I lose, which I don't think I will lose,
I will wear
a Dolphins jersey.
I think
all night long
I think
in the
I saw a picture of you where you lost a Dolphin bet, where you were dressed up in Dolphin regalia. So it wouldn't be the first time. I'm trying to get him to say, you know, you got to wear a helmet all night long.
That would be great. By the way, I got a bunch of those extra helmets at home. I would love to see one on
Chef. Yours
might
be a little too big for him.
No. That's a good point. But, hey, Chef, you're on. Are you sure you don't want to split? Because I still think we beat you both places, that you haven't done enough.
I don't know. We picked up Stephon. We're looking pretty good here. We're starting to put a good team together here. So
I'm kind of liking that quarterback a little bit. A little quarterback scares me a little bit.
Hey, you know what, though, Chef? We got you, the first thing is that offensive line. And they've had a lot of great pieces on defense. Yeah. I agree. But they got to make sure that draft gets a couple of big fellas. And I know you've added some free agents. Don't get me wrong. But we're going through that, too, down here. But, yeah, that sounds like a great bet. Hey, let's talk about the restaurant a little bit here. The X's and O's of your business right now, steaks versus fish, because I know people going to go, man, I told my wife, no, it's got steaks really good and a lot of great fish.
Yeah, our vision was to be a seafood restaurant with steaks in the background, and it's the complete opposite. Our steak program has just taken off with the Allen Brothers brand behind us. Our steaks are doing phenomenal. We just added a 22-ounce T-bone prime. This week we're running a 12-ounce bone-in filet, which is doing really well for us. Mm-hmm. So our customers are dictating where the menu is going to go. And like I told you last week, it's really fun having customers that much involvement in the restaurant. And I do have this one guy that shows up every morning around 10:30, 11, comes in the back door, sits down with us, chit-chats on his moped, and lets us know what's going on. So it's pretty cool.
I know who that loser is. By the way, that loser walked up on me one day too.
On his moped?
You know what's kind of sneaky at that place is the sushi that we've got rolling out there.
Yeah.
That sushi, you wouldn't.
It did sneak up on us. Man. He came right from over your shoulder. I didn't see that one coming, man. That was good. By the way,
yeah, but Chef Yomo, our sushi chef, does a phenomenal job. He looks the part. He fits the part. His talent is unbelievable. Yeah. And sushi is rolling out of there. So he's doing a great job with us. I get along really well with him. I think him and I make a really good team for that restaurant.
Well, listen, this thing has been – you had Gene the Dream there as one of your waiters and the catch yep. and cut. And little Zach Thomas in there the other night. I saw the picture. The picture was out there a little bit with Zach coming in. So, hey, it's been great stuff. By the way, before we let you go, if the Heat get into this play-in situation and somehow win in the play-in – which, you know, is not going to be easy, and happen to get the 7 spot, they'd be playing the Boston Celtics in the first round. What do you think?
I like the Heat. I really like the Heat.
So. You don't like the Heat that much, boy. Now, that was sarcasm right there.
No, but I know some people in the organization and their first-class operation, and I root for the Heat.
Let me ask you, you didn't get a little piece of that purchase price of 6.6 or whatever it was, right?
No, I wish I would.
How about that? My God, man. That thing's rolling right now. Chef, it's always great having you, man. Really appreciate you coming on. You take care of yourself. We'll see you in there soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chef Andre. Bo, I'll tell you what, man. The restaurant Catch and Cut in Los Olas. If you haven't been and you're always going to new restaurants, a lot of people. I know there's a couple new restaurants in Los Olas. By the way, they've really upgraded that whole Los Angeles.
That whole block
now.
Is, you know, it's amazing, really,
isn't it?
You know, it's funny because so this year, you know, spring break is just kind of winding down. And it's funny because this year I've noticed, because we've been on Los Angeles for quite a while, I noticed a lot more of the kids coming down Los Angeles instead of, you know, I mean, staying on the beach, yeah. obviously, but coming down because you got those places on the west. Like Moxie's and the Wharf and all those places that really are good for the kids to come down, and so that created a whole different persona on Los Olas. But it's you know, I think it's always been Miami and Palm Beach when you talk about really fine dining, and I think Fort Lauderdale is really catching up now. They got, you know, place some of these restaurants in these hotels. On the beach, the, you know, really nice hotels are fantastic.
Yeah, and they have some.
You're getting Michelin star type, you know, businesses coming to Los Olas and coming to the beach, and so I think, you know, Fort Lauderdale is really becoming a good, you know, dining.
This is going to stick with me now. Does Chef Andre really believe Patriots can beat us twice?
He does. He does.
They better not. Stephon Diggs, I don't understand that signing.
No, they had to. They had to upgrade. Yeah.
But wait a second. So Davante Adams got 15.
Not a lot guaranteed,
15
though,
guaranteed.
Overall contract.
Stephon Diggs gets $26 million. Who would you rather for next year? Who would you rather? I'd rather have Davante Adams.
Yeah, no. I've gotten the point, Dave. I don't try to figure out this money. I don't try to figure out the salary cap. I don't try to figure out, you know, I kind of feel like if you want to do it, you can figure out a way to do it.
30 years old coming off an ACL, to your point.
I know, yeah. I mean, look.
And he's been a wrecker in Buffalo. Yeah. Wanted nothing to do with him by the
I think
end.
He
was
the
second receiver in Houston.
I think he got a little humble pie when he left and realized the team.
But he got $26 million. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Compared to
– Look, we talked about that, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago, the wide receivers, that the persona of those wide receivers –
It's not just here.
No, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. It's always been everywhere.
It's forever.
Yeah.
Right? Boy. I mean, you can go way back.
Look at your guys' team.
Yeah. Well,
Clayton Duper were big personalities.
No,
you
can even go back down. You go back to
everywhere.
To, yeah.
Durrell Harris, who
the word is the further away you get from the football, the bigger the
ego. Yeah, right, that's it. I mean, you go like you remember you. I mean, we talk about you go back to like Lance Allworth, and those are way back. They always seem to be the guys that were, you know, creating waves. It's the nature of the. I think it's the nature of the position. You know, it's you know when you first go out to like you first go like to Pop Warner. Or youth football, you're 9 years old. Coach goes, okay, line up on the position you want to play. Everybody goes to wide receiver, and then okay, hey, you weigh 280 pounds. Get over here.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're not going to be running around doing it. You're out.
Everyone wants to be that.
There's one way to keep Tyreek Hill really happy, which I think he's going to be here, even though there's going to be a zillion trade rumors coming out and all these things, all these different teams. Throw him the ball down the field, and if he's getting targets. even if you're losing, and he's getting his numbers. Yeah. I think he's okay.
You can talk about a lot of things on this football team. You can talk about the offensive line. You can talk about, you know, you need a safety. You need another corner. You need this and that. You know what this team needs? This team needs Mike to build an offense that gets the ball to those guys like it was going 2 years ago.
Well, if they're going to keep those two guys, they need to get the ball, right? Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. You can't be spending that much money on that asset allocation on wide receivers and not get them the ball.
And that is squarely on Mike's shoulders to get that job done. If he doesn't get that job done, then all the cards are on the table, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a hot seat. I agree. For the first time, there is a hot seat now.
Yeah,
no doubt, for everybody.
Couple hot seats there.
Yeah,
you know.
Anyway, all right, we got to go to break here. 9 o'clock hour's coming up here, man. Always a good hour. A lot of stuff going on because after a few baseball games this week and a little hockey and a little basketball, the Miami Open finals on Saturday and Sunday, then it's the NFL is going to take some of the show and head up to Palm Beach for the owners' meeting.